Now, fourthly, rapture or ecstasy. Rapture or ecstasy is an emotion of very intense joy, something which is experienced not only mentally, but even physically. And this rapture, this ecstasy, has, we're told, 5 degrees of intensity. First of all, there's the slight thrill of rapture, the slight thrill of ecstasy, accompanied by the standing of the hairs of the body on end. This is the first degree. And then the second degree, a momentary electrifying stimulation of the whole psychophysical organism, just like the flash of lightning. And then thirdly, a flooding emotion descending on the whole body, like, we are told, the repeated breaking of waves of the ocean on the shore. You know how the waves of the ocean come in again and again, one after another, thundering and breaking on the shore. In the same way, we are told, in this third stage, this flooding emotion descends again and again upon the whole psychophysical organism, as it were beating it, as it were descending thunderingly upon it, and shaking it perhaps to its foundations, but shaking it most pleasurably, most delightfully. And then fourthly, there is the surcharging of the whole body as of a mountain cave swept by a mighty flood of water. It's a sort of total inundation. And then fifthly, transporting rapture, or transporting ecstasy, which is rapture, ecstasy so intense that the body is actually lifted from the ground. In the records of all religions, there are accounts of saints, mystics, who in the course of prayer or meditation, through this intensity of rapture or ecstasy, have been quite literally lifted from the ground. So this is the highest degree, the highest stage of this rapture, of this ecstasy. Now, most people, we may say, have at least some experience of this sort of thing, of rapture and ecstasy. Sometimes when we see a beautiful natural scene, when we look at, say, a sunset, or when we listen to some beautiful piece of music. In fact, we may say that there's some resemblance between the artistic experience and this rapture, this ecstasy. It's not unlike, in a way, the surge of inspiration which is felt by the artist welling up within him at the time of creation. He feels a sort of rapture, a sort of ecstasy. It may be very difficult what he's doing. It may be giving him all sorts of trouble, whether it's a painting or a poem or a piece of music that he's composing. But at the same time, in the midst of it all, there is a sort of lift. There is a sort of rapture. There is a sort of ecstasy out of which he is creating, on account of which he is creating. Psychologically, we may say rapture or ecstasy represents a resolution of complexes. It represents the freeing of blocked energy. There's so much energy in us, but most of our energy, unfortunately, is blocked for various reasons, in various ways. And when it's unblocked, when the energy comes, as it were, rushing up, then it's the uprush of this energy that produces the feeling of rapture, the feeling of ecstasy. Therefore, the removal of such blockages is of very great importance if we're to reach this stage. This removal of blockages quite often happens naturally, spontaneously, in connection with meditation. And this is one of the reasons why, in the course of meditation, people sometimes weep, is on account of the release of energy brought about by the thawing, as it were, the melting, as it were, of blockages, which have kept the energy frozen, as it were. We also find the same sort of thing happening in connection with the communication exercises. We find barriers and blockages broken down, resolved. And we find that in these exercises, people don't cry, they usually laugh. But it's the same thing. Whether you weep in meditation or you laugh in the course of communication exercises, it's the same thing. It's blocked energy being released, being freed, bubbling up, as it were, in the form of a minor rapture or minor ecstasy. And this is experienced, of course, as something pleasurable. And we may go so far as to say that the spiritual life itself should be ecstatic. If you've gone through these earlier stages, first of all the stage of suffering, then the stage of faith, and then the stage of joy, and then the stage of rapture, ecstasy, if you've got as far as this, your whole life should in fact be ecstatic. Spiritual life, religious life, in fact, should be ecstatic. It shouldn't be an affair of long faces or gloom or pseudo-seriousness. These, we may say, are the product in the religious sphere of the wrong sort of conditioning, product of, we may say, repression, product even, cause even of neurosis, but nothing at all to do with the higher evolution. The higher evolution calls forth all our powers, all that is best in us, frees all our energies. And the result of that is this experience of rapture, of ecstasy.